There's a group of us, I think it's about 15 of us tonight, from Object, which is an organisation which campaigns against women being treated as sex objects. And we have these Feminist Fridays, which is the last Friday of the month, if anyone wants to come along. And our campaign at the moment is against Lads Mags. So we come to the big WH Smith, which is the main distributor of pornography in this country, and basically protest about the saturation of Lads Mags in newsagents, and particularly WH Smith. So what we do is we get paper bags and we write slogans on as to what we actually think of this material that they're selling. Like, so you've got that magazine FHM, so we put four horrible misogynists, or we put like, this promotes rape culture, this promotes sexism, or what else do we put on it?
Love women, hate sexism. Like,
yeah, like I'm trying to think, what else do we put on it? We've got loads of them, we've got some here. Just basically naming it for what it is, which is sexist propaganda. So we do that, we basically try and get the shelves covered so that whoever's going past or whoever's going up to actually buy one of these magazines see exactly what we think of it. And I don't know, you might be interested to know that it's perfectly legal to do that, because we're not actually harming or damaging the material. So basically it's a perfectly kind of legitimate form of protest, and it seems to get a lot of sympathy and a lot of kind of support from the public. We have a petition as well, and we have some leaflets to give to people to show that, because basically Object isn't I think people often misrepresent our objections and think that we're kind of anti-sex or anti-nudity or something, which is kind of a bit ridiculous, because obviously we're not against like human bodies, but what we're against is the commodification and dehumanization of women that these magazines perpetuate, and that's what we're protesting about.
And you think protesting like this makes a difference? It has an impact?
I think any sort of protest has an impact, whether it's just like one person standing with a placard or a few people doing this. These seem to be a really popular way of, people just making it, generally women making a stand. It's something that's very sort of easy, quick to do, and it generates debate, it generates a response, and we've had quite a bit of media attention already, and it's not only happening in London now, it's happening in several cities up and down the country. So I think it actually, it's a very simple form of protest, but I think it potentially can really make a difference. But I mean, Objective run two amazingly successful lobbying campaigns, one about lap dance clubs and one about challenging the demand for prostitution, and we actually, Our campaign actually helped to change two laws in the Policing and Crime Bill. So this is a kind of more of a general awareness raising. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think? I think it's really effective.
Definitely. After the Object in November, somebody sent an email to Object saying, thank you for coming out and raising awareness, and I really agree with what you do. And I'll
someone who just saw us in WH Smith.
And I'll be donating money when my paycheck comes through. So it definitely does raise awareness.
Because I think as well, like, and I know, like, for myself, a lot of the women who've joined Object, you feel that if you speak out against this stuff, you're really treated like, you know, you've got some problem or you're a prude. That's a really sort of typical response. So I think women feel really silenced. It's like this really laddish culture that is just so kind of, it's just at saturation level now. And it's really, really hard to challenge it. So I think anything like this, which, you know, if like young women in particular see other women doing this, I think it helps them to kind of maybe voice their own opinions more in a way that they generally feel quite silenced. And certainly, like, if this was the equivalent, you know, in terms of racism, if this was really like hideous images of, you know, racist images of commodification and objectification, I think people would see it for what it is. But for some reason, because it's women and because it's linked to sex, it kind of erases any sort of political critique of it. So we're here to say, no, it's perfectly legitimate as women to stand up and take a stand against it.